I'm standing underneath a huge arch of multicoloured balloons here in Suckyhole Lane, and there's just a sea of green, white and blue in front of me. Everyone's gathered under one big white cover to hide from the rain, but the atmosphere is absolutely buzzing. This might have been thrown with the Republic of Ireland supporters in mind, but there are a few Tartan Army foot soldiers here as well, and the banter's all good-natured.
I can just take off my jacket there and I'll show you the Irish jersey, simple as that. I think Ireland will win it 2 or 3-1.
I think it will be a solid 3-1 win for Scotland. We'll give them a pity goal just because they've travelled all this way.
I think we will come away with something because we're the underdogs. We always perform when they're the underdogs.
I think we're at the start of the reinvention of Scottish football.
What do you think your chances of winning are today?
Probably hopeless, but we're ever confident.
We look forward to beating you tonight and then we look forward to beating you in Dublin next year or so. But we still love Scotland, of course.
Tonight's the first time the two sides have met in a competitive match for more than 27 years. There'll be a sellout crowd at Celtic Park, and Scotland boss Gordon Strachan thinks the fans understand just how important the game is.
Emphasis about 6 months ago in England, it's all been shifted onto this game because of the performances of both countries and the expectations now of supporters, players, media alike. It's become a hot game.
A victory for the home nation will take them level with their opponents on 7 points in Group D, and this qualifier has already been compared with an Old Firm derby. Scotland captain Scott Brown says there's a lot of hype.
The way it's been getting built up, and I think it's for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, it's been getting built up, and we've heard so much about it, and we know what it's going to be about, and we know how to handle ourselves, and we know when to relax when the pressure does come.
Now, the Republic might have won their last competitive outing, but Scotland will be hoping to replicate the success of their 4-1 World Cup qualifier win back in 1961. Last word to the fans then. Guys, who's going to win?
Ireland!